Today, we begin with Magga on this sheet, or page 312, path condition. Path condition is a condition where a conditioning state relates to the conditioned states by causing them to function as a means for reaching a particular destination. Now, Magga means a road. So, these states are like a road. So, using that road, you reach your destination. The conditioning states in this relation are the 12 path factors, which reduce to 9 chetasikas. Now, you have to go back to chapter 7. Section 17, page 272. So there are given 12 path factors. The usual 8 plus Miccha Deity, Miccha Sankappa, Miccha Vayama, Miccha Samadhi. So the 12. But according to reality, or ultimate reality, there are only 9, right? So there are said to be 9 path factors, which are the conditioning states for this path condition. Now, the 4 wrong path factors are the means for reaching the woeful destinations. The 8 right path factors are the means for reaching the blissful destinations and nirvana. So, the usual eight are means for reaching the blissful destination, for reaching nirvana, and the 4 wrong factors are means for reaching woeful states. So they are called path. The conditioned states are all chetas except the 18 that are rootless. The associated chetasikas and the cognizant material phenomena. So what are the conditioning states of this condition? The nine path factors, right? And what are the conditioned states of this condition? All chetas except the 18 that are rootless. Now, you have to go back to page 276. The jhana factors are not found in the fivefold sense consciousness. The powers in those kinds of consciousness that are without energy, or the path factors in those that are rootless. So, some path factors arise with some rootless consciousness. But when they arise with rootless consciousness, they are not called path factors. That is why the 18 rootless chetas are to be accepted from the conditioned states. And then, while the path factors in the resultant and functional chetas, that means vibhaga and kriya chetas, do not lead to any destinations, they are still classed as path factors because, considered abstractly in their own nature, they are identical with those capable of leading to different destinations. They are identical with those that lead to woeful destinations or happy destinations. So they are also called path factors. So in order to show the relation relationship of this condition, we have to pick some chaita, right? So first we will pick up the first lobha mula chaita. Now first, with first lobha mula chaita, how many chaitasikas? You'll have to look at this chart. Right? 19 chaitasikas. So first lobha mula chaita, 19 chaitasikas, and rupa born of chaita at that moment. So we pick up that chaita, chaitasika, and rupa, right? So first lobha mula chaita, 19 chaitasikas, and rupa born of chaita. Among them, we take vitakka as conditioning factor. Right? Vitakka is among the 9 path factors. Well, what is the name of vitakka in the path factors? Samma sankappa, right thought. So vitakka means right thought. So we take vitakka as a conditioning factor, and the others as conditioned, let us say, conditioned states. So in this group, vitakka is related to the first lobha mula chaita plus 18 chaitasikas plus rupa born of chaita by way of path, by way of path condition. And there is viriya also. So if we pick up viriya as a conditioning factor, then lobha mula chaita, 18 chaitasikas, and rupa born of chaita are conditioned factors. They are related by way of path condition. And also there is ekakada arising with first lobha mula chaita. So we take ekakada as conditioning factor, and chaita, 18 chaitasikas, and rupa born of chaita as conditioned factor. And then we pick up deity, because there is deity arising with first lobha mula chaita. So when we take deity, wrong view, as conditioning factor, then chaita, 18 chaitasikas, and rupa born of chaita are conditioned states. And they are related by way of path. And then next we take first kama vachara vipaka chaita. Because with these vipaka chaitas, 33 chaitasikas arise. And among them, there is panya and so on. So, first kama vachara vipaka chaita. And how many chaitasikas? If you look at this chart, you get 33 chaitasikas. And then, kammaja rupa at patisandhi. That is, rupa born of kama at the moment of patisandhi, at the moment of relinking. Now, at the moment of patisandhi, what arises? Patisandhi means what? Result and consciousness, chaitasikas, and rupa born of kama. Right. So we take this as an example. First kama vajra vibhaga chaita, 33 chaitasikas, and rupa born of kama at the moment of patisandhi. At that time, panya or amoha arises with first kama vajra vibhaga chaita, right? First kama vajra vibhaga chaita is accompanied by what? Jnana. Jnana, amoha, panya, same. And that jnana or amoha or panya is among the path factors. What is the name of that path factor? samadhiti, right? Right understanding. So we take panya as a conditioning factor. And then the first kama vachara vibhaga cheta, 32 chetasikas plus rupa born of karma as conditioned states. So panya is related to first kama vachara vibhaga cheta, 32 chetasikas and rupa born of karma by way of path condition. So we explain that they are related by way of path condition. Similarly with vitaka, viriya, sati and ekagata, because they also arise with first kama vajra vibhaga cheta. So we can take vitaka here as the conditioning state. If vitaka is conditioning state, then the conditioned states are first kama vajra vibhaga cheta, 32 chetasikas, and then rupa born of karma. We can take viriya as conditioning factor, or sati or ekagata as conditioning factor, right? Okay, now what is the name, path name of vitaka? What is vitaka among the nine path factors? Samma sankappa, right thought. And what is viriya? In the samma vayama, right? Right effort. And what is siddhi? Samma siddhi, right mindfulness. And what is ekagata? Samma samadhi. So in order to show or to explain the relationship, we have to pick up some examples, right? If it is between cheta and chetasika and so on, we have to pick up one cheta along with chetasikas, and then rupa arising or rupa caused by cheta or karma. Especially during lifetime, we pick up rupa born of cheta. And at the moment of Patisandhi, we pick up rupa born of karma. So this is path condition. Now, that's all. So you can pick up any other cheta if you want to, if you can spend time and then explain similarly. Any cheta that are not rootless, because with rootless chetas we cannot get path factors. So you can pick up any other cheta, chetasikas, and then rupa born of cheta or karma, and then explain the relationship. Next condition is karma condition. Now, manual page 312. This condition is of two kinds. So there are two kinds of karma condition. One, cognizant karma condition. In Pali, sahajata karma. And two, asynchronous karma condition. In Pali, nanakkhanika karma. The first one is sahajata karma. That means arising together or existing together. So for that condition, the conditioning state and the conditioned state must be existing together. The second one is called asynchronous. That means different time. Different time karma condition. So here, conditioning state and conditioned states belong to different times. Conditioning may belong to, say, present time. Then the conditioned states belong to future time. If conditioning state belongs to past time, then The conditioned states belong to present time. So they are not cognizant. They do not arise together at the same time. They arise at different times. So that is the difference between these two karma conditions. The first one is sahajata karma. And the second one is called nanakanika karma. Nana means different and kana means moment. So different moment, different time. Now in the cognizant karma condition, the conditioning states are the volitions or chetana in the 89 jetas. So, you know chetana, right? So chetana arises with all 89 types of consciousness. So that chetana on 89 chetanas are the conditioning state of this sahajata karma condition. The conditioned states are the citta and cittasikas associated with those volitions and the cognizant material phenomena. So the conditioned states are cittas and cittasikas without cetana and rupa born of citta. Now, whenever you find the expression cognizant material phenomena, you must understand it to mean two things. At the moment of Bodhisandhi, rupa born of karma. And during life, rupa born of citta. So the author himself will define that word later on. But we do not wait until we reach that place. So we have to understand right now, right here. So cognizant material phenomena means rupa born of karma at the moment of Bodhisandhi and rupa born of citta during life. Okay. Now, volition here functions as a cognizant karma condition by causing its concomitants to perform their respective tasks. You know, chetana is like a chief pupil, say, doing its own function and also urging others to function as well. So chetana is like that. So here functions as a cognizant karma condition by causing its concomitants to perform their respective tasks and by arousing the appropriate kinds of material phenomena simultaneously with its own arising. So as soon as it arises, it arouses the appropriate kinds of material phenomena. That means rupa born of citta. Okay. What example? What citta can we take as an example? Since chetana arises with all 89 cittas, we can pick up any one of them, right? Okay, now the first lobha mula citta, because it is the first citta, we will take it again and again and again. Okay, so first lobha mula citta is accompanied by 19 cittasikas, and there are rupas born of citta. So, we take chetana. Among the 19 cittasikas, there is chetana. So, we take chetana as a conditioning factor, conditioning state. Then, the others, that means lobha mula citta, 18 cittasikas, and rupa born of citta are conditioned states. So, they are related by way of cognizant karma. Then we go to rupa born of karma. So we pick up first karma vajra vipaka citta. Because, you know, the first karma vajra vipaka citta functions as patisanti citta. And then 33 cittasikas and rupa born of karma at moment of relinking of patisanti. There also, we take chetana as conditioning state. So the others, Kamavajra, first Kamavajra, Vipaka Chaita, 32 Chaitasikas, and Rupa born of Kama as conditioned states. So Chaitanya is related to first Kamavajra, Vipaka Chaita, and so on, by way of cognizant karma condition. So we have to specifically say that it is cognizant karma condition, not just karma condition. Because when we say karma condition, the other might come in, the asynchronous karma. So here we say cognizant karma condition. So you can pick up any consciousness here. So Chaitanya that arises with any Chaita is a cognizant karma condition for its concomitant Chaitas and Chaitasikas and Rupa born of Chaita. Right? Rupa born of Chaita or Rupa born of karma. That depends on which type of consciousness you pick up. Okay, with Nanakanika Kama, it's a little complicated. In the asynchronous karma condition, there is a temporal gap between the conditioning state and the conditioned states. That means there is time gap between the conditioning state and conditioned states. You did karma in the past, and you are reborn as a human being here, right? So it may be many years before you get these results. So there is a time gap between the conditioning state and the conditioned state. The conditioning state in this relation is a past wholesome or an unwholesome Chaitanya, or we can just say karma. So conditioning state here is past karma. Past karma means past Chaitanya, past volition. The conditioned states are the resultant Chaitas, Vipaka Chaitas, Chaitasikas, they are Chaitasikas, and material phenomena born of karma. Both at Patisandhi and in the course of existence. So here, Rupa is to be taken both. Rupa born of karma is to be taken at both times, both at Patisandhi and during life or in the course of existence. The conditioning force here is the ability of such volition to generate the appropriate resultant mental states and karma upon materiality. Now, you know what karma is. Karma is Chaitanya. Chaitanya is a Chaitasika. So as a Chaitasika, it arises and it disappears. But when it disappears, it leaves in the continuum some kind of power to give results. That power is not the ultimate reality. That is why we cannot say whether that power is here or there or existing or not. But Chaitanya has that power. Chaitanya has the ability to cause the results to appear. So that ability, Chaitanya invests in the continuum of that person. And when the conditions are favorable, then the results arise. So this is what we call karma, asynchronous karma condition. So Chaitanya, when it is asynchronous karma condition, arises and disappears, but when it disappears, it leaves something in the mental continuum of that person. And that something matures into, say, results when the conditions necessary for its maturing are met with. This conditional relation also obtains between a path consciousness and its fruition. So between magga and phala also, this condition, we can get this condition. So this asynchronous karma condition is the karma we are very familiar with, karma and its results. So you studied karma and its results in the fifth chapter. So if you want to explain this condition, and if you do not remember the fifth chapter, you have to go back to the fifth chapter and read the section on karma, which karma produces which results. So if you remember those, then you can follow the sheet easily. But if not, you'll have to go back. Okay, the first one is what? Past loba mula cheta. It is not so difficult yet. So chetana in past loba mula cheta. So here, since the conditioning state is chetana, we do not pick up loba mula cheta alone, but we pick up chetana concomitant with past loba mula cheta. Suppose we did some karma with loba mula cheta in the past, and that karma or that chetana is here the conditioning factor. And the conditioned factors are what? At Patisandhi, since that is loba mula akusala cheta, its results are akusala vipaka, right? So akusala vipaka santirana accompanied by upekha, and then 10 chetasikas and rupa born of karma. So here chetana concomitant with past loba mula cheta is conditioning state, and the akusala vipaka upekha santirana and 10 chetasikas and rupa born of karma are conditioned states, but they are not all. That is only at the moment of patisandhi. During lifetime also, chetana in past loba mula cheta produces some results, and they are what? Akusala vipaka cheta, right? You see something you don't want to see, right? You hear something you don't want to hear, and so on. So when you see something you don't want to see, what arises in your mind? I consciousness, which is the result of akusala, right? So akusala vipaka arises, and the chetasikas. So during lifetime, 7 akusala vipaka chetas and chetasikas. And also, undesirable rupa born of karma. Whatever undesirable rupa born of karma arises in your body, it is the result of the chetana in the past loba mula cheta in this case. So, here chetana is related to all three on the right side. At Patisandhi and at Pavati, right? So, chetana in past loba mula cheta is related to the akusala vipaka, upekha santirana, and so on, by way of asynchronous karma, or by way of nanakhanika karma, by way of different time karma. And then you can pick up 2nd loba mula cheta and so on, or all 12 akusala chetas. Next, we go to kusala, kama vajra kusala. You, I don't know whether you remember that kama vajra kusala kama is divided into what? Two rooted and three rooted. And then again, they are divided into Okkata and Omaga. How are they translated? Okay. Page 214. Or superior. Superior wholesome karma accompanied by three roots produces rebirth linking similarly and so on. And then wholesome karma of an inferior grade, right? So superior and inferior, two roots and three roots. Okay. Now the first, the second, the fifth, and sixth karma vajra kusala chetas, they are accompanied by jnana, right? They are accompanied by knowledge. So they are two root or three root?
Three root.
And suppose they are superior here, okkata. So, jetana in the past, first, second, fifth, and sixth karma vajra kusala cheta is related to eight karma vajra vibhaga chetas, chetasikas, and rupa born of karma at the moment of patisandhi by way of asynchronous karma. And they are related to eight karma vajra vibhaga chetas and chetasikas, eight kusala vibhaga chetas and chetasikas, and desirable rupa born of karma in life by way of asynchronous karma. Now here, chetana in past, first, second, fifth, and sixth, karma vajra kusala cheta is conditioning state, and the others are conditioned states. So in order to explain this, you have to be familiar with the section on karma in the fifth chapter. And then, first, second, fifth, and sixth karma vajra kusala chetas can be inferior, right? So, when they are inferior, their results are not so many as those of superior, right? So, when chetana in first, second, fifth, sixth karma vajra kusala chetas of inferior grade is the conditioning state, then four karma vajra vibhaga chetas without jnana, chetasikas, and rupa born of karma at the patisandhi moment, and then eight karma vajra vibhaga chetas and chetasikas, desirable rupa born of karma during life, are conditioned states. So in order to understand the conditioning state and conditioned state, you have to remember the fifth chapter. And then chetana in the first, third, fourth, seventh, eighth karma vajra kusala cheta of superior grade give the same result, so same as C. And then chetana in the past, third, fourth, seventh, eighth karma vajra kusala cheta of inferior grade give results, very very few results, right? Kusala vipaka upekha santirana chetasikas and rupa born of karma at patisandhi, and at vati, eight kusala vibhaga chetas, chetasikas, and desirable rupa born of karma. So, chetana and akusala cheta gives, say, akusala patisandhi cheta and rupa born of karma, and during life, akusala vibhaga, and undesirable Rupa born of Kama. And Chaitanya and Kusala Chaitas give 8 Kama Vajra Vibhaga Chaitas. And 8 Kusala Vibhaga Chaitas from Ahituka. Chaitasikas. And then Rupa born of Kama as results. That's all. Now let's go to Rupa Vajra Chaita. First Rupa Vajra Kusala Chaita. Chaitanya in first Rupa Vajra Kusala Chaita is related to first Rupa Vajra Vipaka Chaita. 33 Chaitasikas. And Rupa born of Kama. Both at Patisandhi and Bhavati. Both at relinking and during life. So they are related by way of asynchronous Kama. So a person gets first jhana here, let us say. So that first jhana, Rupa Vajra Kusala Chaita, is accompanied by Chaitanya, right? So Chaitanya arising with first Rupa Vajra Jhana Kusala Chaita is related to, that means he dies with the first jhana, first Rupa Vajra Jhana intact, and then he is reborn in the Brahma world. Right? So they are at the moment of Pratisandhi, first Rupa Vajra Vibhaga Chaita arises, along with Chaitasikas and Rupa born of Kama. So Chaitanya accompanying the first Rupa Vajra Kusala Chaita is related to first Rupa Vajra Vibhaga Chaita, Chaitasikas and Rupa born of Kama by way of asynchronous Kama. The Chaitanya arises long time before the Rupa Vajra Vibhaga arises. So there is a time gap between the conditioning state and the conditioned states. And then for asanyasaddha, mindless beings, people are born as mindless beings after they get fifth jhana, right? So they get fifth jhana and they develop this fifth jhana in a special way. That means with disgust of mind, right? So they develop fifth jhana in a special way, and suppose they die with that fifth jhana intact. So they are reborn as mindless beings. Since they are mindless beings, there is no chaita, and there are no chaitasikas, only Rupa born of Kama. So in this case, Chaitanya, concomitant with fifth Rupa Vajra Kusala Chaita is related to Rupa born of Kama in the realm of mindless beings by way of asynchronous Kama. Then Arupa Vajra. Chaitanya in the first Arupa Vajra Kusala Chaita is related to first Arupa Vajra Vibhaga Chaita plus Chaitasikas by way of asynchronous Kama. That means a person gets Arupa Vajra in this life, and so when he gets Arupa Vajra Kusala Chaita, there is Chaitanya. And that Chaitanya is the conditioning state, and the result of that Chaitanya, here Arupa Vajra, first Arupa Vajra Vibhaga Chaita and Chaitasikas, no Rupa. So they are conditioned states. So the conditioning state and conditioned states are related by way of different time Kama, or Nanakhanika Kama, or asynchronous Kama. And then between Magga and Phala, that is immediate result, But still, they belong to different moment, right? Magga is one moment, phala is next moment. Not at the same time as the cognizant karma. So they belong to nanakhanika karma, asynchronous karma. Although there is no time gap, a big gap between magga and phala, but they belong to different moments. So they are called nanakhana, right? So first magga citta, cittana concomitant with first magga citta is related to first phala citta plus citta-sikas by way of asynchronous karma. So there is karma relationship between magga and phala. So you have to explain asynchronous karma in this way. So you can pick up any akusala citta and kusala citta, and then corresponding results, corresponding result and consciousnesses, both at patisandhi and at pavati or during life, and also rupa born of karma. The next condition explained in here is result condition, vipaka condition. Vipaka condition is a condition where a conditioning state makes the conditioned states that rise together with it be as passive, effortless, and quiescent as itself. Now, vipaka means a result. Since it is a result, it is inactive. So it is passive. And it has no activity. The conditioning states in this relation are the resultant chetas and chetasikas. Since the name vipaka, the name is vipaka, we take vipaka chetas to be the conditioning factor, conditioning state of this condition. So the conditioning states in this relation are resultant chetas and chetasikas. And the conditioned states are those same resultants with respect to each other and the cognizant material phenomena. So the conditioned states are these vipaka chetas, chetasikas, and cognizant material phenomena. Rupa arising together with these vipaka chetas. Rupas born of karma as well as born of cheta. Since resultants are produced from the maturing of karma, they are not active but passive and quiescent. Thus, in the mind of a person in deep sleep, the resultant bhavanga consciousness arises and passes away in constant succession. Yet during this time, no efforts are made for action by body, speech, or mind. So we are passive when we are asleep. And there is not even distinct awareness of an object. Similarly, in the five-door cognitive process, seeing, thought process, and so on, the resultant chetas do not make an exertion to know their object. It is only in the jhavana phase that effort is made to clearly cognize the object. And again, it is only in the jhavana phase that actions are performed. Now, in the seeing thought process, there are panchadvara vajana, chakhu vijnana, sambandhichana, santirana, and so on. So chakhu vijnana, sambandhichana, santirana, and vatthapana chetas, not vatthapana. Chakhu vijnana, sambandhichana, santirana chetas, are resultant chetas. Since they are resultant chetas, they are inactive. They have no action. So they just see the object, or they just accept the object which is presented to them. So only at the moment of jhavanas that the object is fully experienced. So this condition is between vipaka chetas and chetasikas and rupa. So we pick up first arupa vajra vipaka cheta plus 30 chetasikas. Because here we want to show the vipaka relationship between nama only, not between nama and nama rupa. So we pick up arupa vajra vipaka cheta here. So with the first arupa vajra vipaka cheta, 30 chetasikas arise. These 30 chetasikas are vedana, sanya, and others. The others are called sankhara. When describing vipaka condition and also other conditions like sahajata, in the patthana, the word khandas is used. So we follow that usage here. So one khandas, two, three khandas, and so on. So when arupa vajra vipaka cheta and chetasikas arise, how many khandas are there? Arupa vajra vipaka cheta is consciousness aggregate, vijnana khanda, right? And 30 chetasikas are vedana khanda, sanya khanda, and sankhara khanda. So there are four mental aggregates. Vijnana khanda, vedana khanda, sanya khanda, sankhara khanda. So they arise together. Now we pick up one khanda as conditioning and the remaining three khandas as conditioned. So first arupa vajra vipaka cheta is conditioning state, and the 30 chetasikas are conditioned states. They are related by way of vipaka. Now here vipaka is not giving results. They are themselves results, and they are inactive, and so the conditioning state influences its conditioned states with inaction. So here we take one as conditioning and the other three as conditioned. And then we take three khandas as conditioning and one khanda as conditioned. That means vedana, sanya, sankhara as conditioning states, and vijnana, the citta, as conditioned states. Or we take two as conditioning and two as conditioned. So we take we can take anything. Let's say vedana and sanya as conditioning and sankhara and vijnana as conditioned. Then we can take any two of them, any three of them. So 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2. That is a formula. That is between nama and nama. Now we go to between nama and nama rupa. So the first kama vajra vipaka cheta, 33 chetasikas and rupa born of kama at the moment of patisandhi. So at the moment of patisandhi, there is kama vajra vipaka cheta, 33 chetasikas and rupa born of kama. For human beings, 30 rupas, right? Three groups, 30 rupas. What are those 30? Or what are those three groups? Body, kaya, body decad, kaya, and sex decad, and base, hadiyawatu, heart base, decad. It's okay. I just want to alert you to that 30 rupas. So you go back to your 6th chapter and find out which are the 30. Okay. So there, we take one khanda as conditioning, and the other three khandas plus rupa as conditioned. Rupa must always be on the conditioned side, and it cannot be conditioning. So, 1, 2, 3 plus rupa. 3 to 1 plus rupa. 2 to 2 plus rupa. Since it is at the moment of bodhisandhi, there is kamaja rupa. Right? Okay, now we come to say the rupa born of chaita. So, first kamavajra vipaka chaita. Again, 33 chaitasikas and rupa born of chaita at pavatti. PV means pavatti. The Pali word is pavatti. You can find the word in the manual. That means during life, in the course of existence. So here, we pick up one aggregate as conditioning, and the three and rupa born of chaita as conditioned. Then three khandas as conditioning, and one khanda plus rupa as conditioned, two khandas as conditioning, two khandas plus rupa as conditioned. So they are related by way of vipaka, result condition. Both are results, and they arise at the same time. So arising at the same time, one aggregate acts as conditioning and the others act as condition and so on. So they are related like this. They're both the conditioning and conditioned states are passive or inactive phenomena. So this is vipaka condition. Anyamanya condition, we'll come to that later. Anyamanya condition can be obtained only between mind and mind, not between mind and matter. So first we will come to sahajada, cognition, and then anyamanya. That will come later. Right. So next is mind to matter. Now you remember different kinds of relationship, mind to mind, mind to mind and matter, mind to matter, matter to mind, panyati, mind and matter to mind, mind and matter to mind and matter, right? So now we come to mind to matter. So mind to matter, only one condition. Only in one way is mind a condition for matter. Subsequent consciousness and mental factors are a condition for this preceding material body by way of post-nascence. Pacha means later. Jhada means arisen. So, pachajada means arisen later. That means the conditioning state arises later. And the conditioned state arose earlier. And at that moment, they are cognition. They exist at the same time. Now, let's say some rupa. Let us say visible object, right? Visible object arises and strikes at the mind, and so there is this thought process. So when chakhu vijnana arises, the visible object is still there, right? But it arose before the arising of eye consciousness. So eye consciousness arises later. So it is pachajada, post-nascence. And it supports the rupa there. Actually, it is better to take the eye base than to take the visible object. So there is eye base. Eye base arose before the arising of seeing consciousness. And when the seeing consciousness arises, eye base is still in existence. So the seeing consciousness, which arises later, supports the eye base to exist by way of post-nascence condition. So post-nascence means the conditioning state arises after the conditioned state. So post-nascence condition is a condition where a conditioning state assists conditioned states that had arisen prior to itself by supporting and strengthening them. The conditioning states in this relation are subsequent arisen chetas and chetasikas. The chetas and chetasikas which arise later. The conditioned states are the material phenomena, rupa, of the body born of all four causes. That means all four kama, cheta, utu, and ahara. These are the four causes, right? Four causes of rupa are kama, consciousness, utu, temperature, and nutriment, ahara. Which material phenomena had arisen along with preceding chetas? So they arose with the preceding chetas, but they are still existing when the cheta in question arises. The condition begins with the first bhavanga in relation to the material phenomena born of karma at the moment of rebirth linking. So at the moment of patisandhi, what arises? Let us say for a human being, karma vachara vipaka cheta arises. And along with it, chetasikas. And along with it, rupa born of karma. So, the rupa born of karma arises at the moment of patisandhi. And when first bhavanga arises, it is still there. Right? So, first rupa born of karma arose before the first bhavanga arises. So when first bhavanga arises, it has reached its static phase, right? Or present phase. You know, three phases: arising, presence, and dissolution. So it is in its second stage, or static stage. So the first bhavanga arises after the patisandhi, right? The bhavanga moments follow the patisandhi cheta. So first bhavanga arises after the patisandhi cheta. So when first bhavanga arises, it conditions or it supports the rupa born of karma, which which has already arisen and which is existing at that moment. So the first Bhavanga Cheta is a conditioning factor, conditioning state, and the Rupa, which arose earlier and is still existing at that time, is the conditioned state. So this is mind to matter relationship. Cheta and Chetasikas on one hand and Rupa on the other.
Is that the same moment or different moment?
Both. Same moment. I mean,
When
they are related, both are existent. Both are existing. But they do not arise at the same moment, right? Rupa born of karma arises earlier than first Bhavanga.
That means arising.
Yeah.
It
arose, and then it goes on until this is 17 thought moments, right? So when first Bhavanga arises, it is still existing. It is in its second phase. So they belong to Ati, actually. Ati means existence. So that means both conditioning state and conditioned state must be existing at the moment of relationship. If any one of them is totally gone, there can be no pachchajada condition. Just as the rainwater that falls later promotes the growth and development of the already existing vegetation. So the vegetation was already there, and then the rain falls, and so there is rainwater. This rainwater supports the vegetation. So the subsequently arisen mental state support the pre-arisen material phenomena so that they continue to produce similar material phenomena in succession. So that means you come later and then you support what is already there, right? that is why it is called pachchajada, arisen later. So it arises later, and then when it arises, it supports what's already been there. And that is mind to matter. The next is matter to mind. Matter to mind, yeah. How many? One. Okay. Only in one way is matter a condition for mind. Only one condition. What are they? The six bases during the course of existence, that means during life, are a condition for the seven elements of consciousness. You know the seven elements of consciousness? Chakku vijnana, sota vijnana, and so on, right? Chakku vijnana dhatu, sota vijnana dhatu, gana, jihwa, kaya vijnana dhatu, mano dhatu, mano vijnana dhatu, right? You found these among the 18 dhatus in the 7th chapter. So here, the six bases during the course of existence are a condition for the seven elements of consciousness. That is one kind of this condition. And the five objects for the five processes of sense consciousness by way of pre-nascence, that means arisen before. So this pachchajata, I mean Purijata condition has two varieties. The six bases during the course of existence are called what? Vattu Purijata, base pre-nascence. And the five objects or five processes and so on are called object pre-nascence, Aramana Purijata. So there are two kinds of Purijata. So here, the conditioning state must have arisen before the conditioned state, and they must be existing at that moment. It is the opposite of Paccajata, right? Actually, one must have arisen before the other, right? So in the Paccajata condition, the conditioning state is that which arises later. Here, in the Purijata condition, the conditioning state is that which arises before. So that's the difference. So there are two kinds of Purijata. Vattu Purijata and Aramana Purijata. Since it is called Vattu Purijata, the conditioning state must be Vattus. How many Vattus are there? Six Vattus. Chakhu, Soda, Gana, Jiva, Kaya, and heart base. Hadaya Vattu. So, each of the six physical bases during the course of existence. Now, Chakhu Vattu, you cannot get Chakhu Vattu at the moment of Pratisandhi, right? Chakhu Vattu arises later. So, during the course of existence. So, each of the six physical bases during the course of existence is a conditioning state by way of base pre-nascence for the Chaita and Chaitasikas. That take it as the material support for their arising. So suppose Chakhu Vattu means eye sensitivity. And there is Chakhu Vijnana. So Chakhu Vijnana and these Chaitasikas arise depending on the Chakhu Vattu. So when the seeing consciousness arises, Chakhu Vattu must be existing. Chakhu Vattu arose before the arising of Chakhu Vijnana. When Chakhu Vijnana arises, then the Chakhu Vattu supports the Chakhu Vijnana by way of Vattu Purijata, by way of base pre-nascence. The same with Sota Vattu and so on. The heart base is not a pre-nascence condition for the mental state at the moment of rebirth linking. At the moment of Patisandhi, there is heart base, right? And there is Vibhaga Chaita and Chaitasikas. But it is not a pre-nascence condition because they arise together. It does not arise before. Since they arise together, there is no pre-nascence condition between heart base and Patisandhi consciousness, right? Patisandhi consciousness and heart base arise together at the moment of Patisandhi. So since they arise together, we cannot say that heart base is pre-nascence. Heart base arises before the Patisandhi consciousness. So there is no pre-nascence condition between heart base and Patisandhi Chaita. But with first Bhavanga and Patisandhi heart base, there can be pre-nascence condition because when the first Bhavanga arises, heart base is already there, right? So the heart base is not a pre-nascence condition for the mental states at the moment of rebirth linking. since on that occasion the heart base and material mental states arise simultaneously as cognizance and mutuality conditions. But the heart base arisen at the rebirth moment becomes a pre-nascence condition for the first bhavanga chaita immediately, right? Yeah. Following the rebirth consciousness. So, rebirth consciousness, first bhavanga. And a heart base arises with rebirth consciousness. So when, at the moment of first bhavanga, it has already arisen and it is already there. It is existing. So that heart base is a conditioning state for first bhavanga. And thereafter, it becomes a pre-nascence condition for all mind element and mind consciousness element chaitas during the course of life. So during the course of life, there is always the Hadaya Vatu. And the mind element Manodhatu and mind consciousness element Manovinyanadhatu, except seeing consciousness and so on. So whenever these chaitas arise, heart base supports these chaitas by way of pre-nascent condition. So in pre-nascent condition, rupa is the conditioning state and nama is conditioned state. So the pre-nascent has two varieties, vattu purijata and object. Aramana Purijata. Now we come to Aramana Purijata. Each of the five sense objects is a conditioning state by way of object pre-nascence for the Chaita and Chaitisikas in a sense door cognitive process that take it as object. Now, visible object. Visible object arises and then it strikes at the mind. And so there is the vibration, past bhavanga by vibration bhavanga and so on. And then panchadvara vachana chakhu vinyana and so on. So the visible object, or here eye sense object, so visible object, it's a conditioning state for what? Panchadvara vajana, chakhu vinyana and so on by way of object pre-nascence. It is object and it arose before the panchadvara vajana and so on. So it arose before and then it is existing at the moment when panchadvara vajana and others arise. So in that case, visible object is a conditioning state and panchadvara vajana and so on are conditioned states. They are related by way of aramana pre-nascence. In addition, all 18 types of concretely produced matter that have reached the stage of presence can become object pre-nascence condition for the chaitas and chaitisikas in a mind door process. Now, the manual says five objects for the five processes of sense consciousness. But it did not mention the other Nibbana Rupas. You know Nibbana Rupas, the first 18 Rupas. The other 10 are not taken because they are not real ultimate realities. So the 18, the concrete 18 Rupas are taken. So in addition, all 18 types of concretely produced matter that have reached the stage of pre-nascence can become the object pre-nascence condition. So, according to the manual, only five objects can be pre-nascence condition, right? because it says five objects for the five processes of sense, consciousness. But actually, not only these five objects, matter, but also the other nibbana rupas, other concretely produced matter can be the pre-nascent condition. So we have to understand here that not only five objects are the pre-nascent condition for Chaita and Chaitasika. Actually, all 18 Nibbana Rupas, all 18 concretely produced matter are the conditioning state in this relationship. So, let us see eye sensitivity. Can you see the eye sensitivity? No. But you can take eye sensitivity as object, right? So when you take your eye sensitivity as object, there is a relationship between eye sensitivity and your mind, your chaitas and chaitasikas. And that relationship is also aramana, object pre-nascent condition. The same with ear sensitivity and so on. So, not only in the five sense thought processes, also in manodhara thought processes, aramana pre-nascent condition can be obtained. Whatever you take with your mind, not actually seeing, hearing with ear, eye and ears, but you take something in your mind and you are attached to it, or you have kusala with regard to that object. So then the rupa which you take as object is the object pre-nascent condition for your chaita and chaitasika. So this is pre-nascent condition. So post-nascent condition and pre-nascent condition. They are opposite to each other. So in these two conditions, one must arise before the other. In the pre-nascent condition, the conditioning state must arise before the conditioned state. But in the post-nascent condition, conditioned state the same, right? Let me see. Conditioning state must arise after the conditioned state. So they are opposite. And both post-nascent condition and pre-nascent condition are between the mind and matter and matter and mind. Okay, the next is mind and matter to mind. Mind and matter. So, the mind and matter must be conditioning states, and matter is conditioned state. Right? Oh, mind and matter for mind. Oh. So mind is conditioned state, and mind and matter are conditioning states. In two ways, concepts and mind and matter are conditions for mind, namely by way of object and decisive support. So, mind and matter to mind, there are two conditions. One is what? Object condition, and second is decisive support condition. So there are two conditions. Therein, object is sixfold as visible form, etc., etc. So that's okay. The object condition is sixfold. But decisive support is threefold, namely object decisive support, proximity decisive support, and natural decisive support. So there are three kinds of upanisya, decisive support. Now let's go to object condition. Object condition is a condition where a conditioning state as object causes other states, the conditioned states, to arise, taking it as their object. The six classes of objects are the conditioning states in this relation. The corresponding chetas and chetisikas are the conditioned states. So in aramana condition, everything is a conditioning state. Cheta, chetisika, rupa, panyati, nibbana, right? Everything there is a conditioning state. But the conditioned states are only those that can take object. So the conditioned states are only cheta and chetasika. So on the conditioning side, cheta, chetasika, rupa, nibbana, panyati. On the conditioned side, cheta and chetasikas only. And you know how they are related. Because in order to understand the relationship of aramana, you have to go back to the third chapter, section on objects, right? So there you see the first lobha mula citta, let's say. And what is the object of lobha mula citta? Lobha mula citta means akusala, right? Can akusala take lokottara citta as an object? No. So the object of lobha mula citta is 71 lokiya cittas, cittisikas, and rupa, right? you may want to go back to the third chapter. So if you want to explain the aramana condition, you have to go back to the third chapter, section on objects. So you can pick up any chaita there, any object there as aramana conditioning state, and corresponding chaita and chetisikas as conditioned states. That is why patthana is difficult, because you have to go back to the previous chapters again and again. Okay, the next one is decisive support condition. We'll do it next week.
But a book, some teachers say there is called Anantara Kama. Is that, have you know about, they call Anantara Kama?
Anantara Kama is between Magga and Phala.
But so some teachers say we call Anantara Kama. Is that acceptable?
Yes, yeah. Later on, when we finish patthana, we can pick up one example, and then try to explain the relationships, the conditional relationships. So I'll have you do it. So I'll pick up the thought process, seeing thought process, right? So in seeing thought process, there is the thought process, and then individual chetas, and then chetasikas going with them, and then the object, and then the basis, right? So I will let you explain as many conditions as possible in that one thought process. So if you are familiar with Patthana, then you can explain them. Okay.